Blog Talk Radio.
Well, here we go, ladies and gentlemen. If it's Saturday morning, it's that time again. The Eternal Bum Podcast, hosted by yours truly, Mark Mancini in Los Angeles. A little rain. I got one guy already in Pittsburgh, Ralph Williams. We're waiting on Joe Kuklis. And the other one is in South Florida, Scott Morgenroth. 347-205-9631. If you happen to miss it, 30 minutes goes by quick. Archive version, blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports, podcast platforms, wherever you subscribe to the podcast, powered now by Mancini Media. So without further ado, lay the red carpet down, put the podium in its place, hand off the mic, Ralph the Threes. How are you? How can people get a hold of you? And then we can get it over to Scott while we wait for Joe.
I'm doing real good this morning here, Mark. I didn't get too much sleep last night, but that's fine. I'll make up for it later. I'm doing good. You can get a hold of me at RalphWilliams737@gmail.com. You can also get a hold of me on Facebook, X platform, formerly known as Twitter. And you can also get a hold of me on LinkedIn. And I have a YouTube channel. And don't forget on Tuesday night, this Tuesday night, 4 to 6 p.m. Beaver County Radio Steelers special. I have six guests by phone and two in the studio. It's going to be a spectacular, worth noting. Steelers special, myself, Smoking Jim Frazier, Beaver County Radio. Tune in. Don't be shy. Don't forget to tune in because I got to tell you what, this is going to be one big Steelers special.
All right. Yep. There you go. Well, there's three different ways. Of course, a lot more, but I'll give you the condensed version, okay? I have a YouTube channel, South Florida Tribune. South Florida Tribune, please subscribe at no charge. Twitter, X, whatever you want to call it, at Tribune South. Our website, www.southfloridatribune.com. Masterfully, constructed brilliantly by Candy Ebling. She's done an unbelievable job keeping it all together. So there you have it. Website, YouTube channel, and Twitter X. Off to you, Mark.
Okay, brother. Here's a topic I'm going to throw out there. It happened this week, Wednesday in Coors Field, Denver, Colorado. Two clowns ran on the field, tried to take a selfie with Ronald Acuna Jr. First indication I thought is when you look on the field and you try to run out there, you're basically going to jail. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. You're not making it on the other side after you take a selfie and blend in with the crowd. The second thing I thought to myself is this crap happens in New York and Philly. It doesn't happen in Denver, John Mountain, Denver country here, Coors, beers and everything. Come on, man. What's going on there in Denver? Ralph, as I give it over to you then, Scott, they need barbed wire up, man. That's the only thing I can figure out to keep these clowns from playing Spider-Man running on the field.
Yeah, absolutely, Mark. See, that's why they complain about this stuff. You know, security this, security that. Well, you know what? We wouldn't have to babysit so much if we didn't have clowns like that. First of all, my bum today is Benny Snell, also known as Benny Snell. He just got cut today or this week by Detroit, and they gave him a one-year contract, and he was supposed to stay on the team, special teams. They cut him. He's a bum. Bum when he was with the Steelers, and he's a bum still. Sad part about this week, too, Mark, was a bunch of players from Pitt got cut, and I was sad to hear that. We have a newswoman here named Lori Hoy, whose son Gabe got cut by the Bears because he hurt his leg. He's had knee problems in his college career, and he hurt his knee again, and he had to take an injury settlement from the Bears. So not a good week for Pitt football as far as the NFL goes. A lot of guys got cut. This show here is sponsored by Amped Up Sports, Sideline Sports, Let's Talk Sports, Mancini Media, and our newest sponsor is Scott Morgenroth's South Florida Tribune. Thank you, Scott, for being part of the sponsoring of this program. I appreciate it. And First Line Consulting Services Studios here in Pittsburgh. That is our studio sponsor, 1-877-926-6982. Call them today. Get a website put up. They will manage it. They will upload your videos. One low monthly price. First Line Consulting Services, 1-877-926-6982. All right, guys, we can get this started. My topic for today, this morning, is I would like to talk about this this liar of a president of the ACC conference who last 2 weeks ago said he wouldn't take Stanford or Cal. He ends up taking not only Stanford and Cal and adds them into the ACC. Oh, we don't want no part of that. And then all of a sudden he brings an SMU, and SMU has to wait 10 years before they get any money. The other two have to wait 3 years before they get any money. They're on like a probation, I guess, or whatever it is, before they start making some serious money. I think this guy's a liar. He should be asked to step down. He should have never misled the public, but it happens. And now the ACC is extended into the West Coast, and we're going to find out if there's going to be a new conference name or not. Scott?
All right, let me go over a couple things here. First of all, my initial comment is on Josh Donaldson. Okay, and let's go over the particulars here, because what you've got right now is he lands a minor league deal with the Milwaukee Brewers. You know, with the Yankees, he posted a .207 batting average, a 25 home runs, 77 RBIs, over 165 games. He's been out of action since the middle of July. Let's just, for the right cast thing, we'll see whether or not that the Brewers can strike lightning in a bottle with another 30 games to go. I also want to backtrack on that comment, Mark, which I think you're really on target, about the Coors situation. This situation eerily reminded me of Monica Seles many years ago, coming out of nowhere. Thankfully, there was no knives. It's a selfie. But the point is, fans continue to get out of control. And at some point or another, there's got to be a way to stop this idiocracy or whatever. This is garbage. I'm sick and tired of hearing that. And I guess I'm just thankful that I'm sheltered being a man in the media where I can sit in a press box and do my job instead of watch the absurdity that I'm surrounded by. So, but we'll see if Donaldson can do something in Milwaukee. Why not? They've got everything to gain nothing to lose with a minor league situation, minor league contract for sure.
Great comments across the board. Let me bring in some comments. Dalen coming in regularly out of Chelmsford, Mass. He wants to talk about the NFL preseason that was brought up on one of these shows across the network, how big of a ripoff that is. Parking and everything to go to the games, just a complete ripoff. And then they have these ties in some of these cities. Man, it's like kissing your sister and not even getting anything down the line as far as a refund on a tie. When do you play ties? The last time I saw ties was in hockey years ago, and you got a point for that. You don't get nothing in the NFL. Ralph, he brings up a great point. I've said it all along. Get rid of these Mickey Mouse preseason games. Do all your cuts in camp, and let's get a 20-game regular season. Any thought to that? I'll give it over to Scott as we're tearing it up here.
I don't think that'll ever happen, Mark, although it's a dream. You know, it could happen. Roger Goodell's tinkered with the Pro Bowl. I'm sure he'll tinker with the preseason. I believe that could happen because a lot of teams believe that preseason is a waste. I don't know what the players' union thinks of it. You know, and then you have the league itself and the owners. You know, it's all up to the owners. They want to make money. Teams want to make money. So having, you know, those extra games brings in more revenue. People can work. TV rights. The NFL Network makes money by hosting all these games. And, you know, that's what's going on there. I agree with you. I think there should be 20 games, but I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon. They might cut the preseason down to 2 games, maybe next year or the year after that. We're going to find out. I want to talk to you today about Sleep Pittsburgh. 412-462-7858, Sleep Pittsburgh. For the best sleep tonight, call them. They have no credit check financing, and they have all the best beds, day beds. They have lift chairs, bunk beds, any type of sleep. Call them today, 412-462-7858. Check out their website, sleeppittsburgh.com, and also they'll do your order over the phone for you, or also online at sleeppittsburgh.com. They're located on 8th Avenue in Homestead of Allegheny County. Scott?
All right, number one, don't hold your breath about 20 NFL regular season games. That will never, never happen, so forget about it. 18 NFL regular season games. They increased it to 17, okay, with the intent that that was a transition to 18. I have no problem with two preseason games, especially with all the joint practices. So I'm okay with two, you know. And it really doesn't matter to me. You still have to go ahead and find out. You're filling out your roster, you know, past 53 in game time situations. Ties in preseason, so what? You got them in spring training. You know, to me, a tie in preseason, it doesn't matter. Who cares? It's all about game film is what it really is, and trying to fill out your roster. People have to understand, like any sport, the NFL more so because you have a turnover of about 60% of your roster. It's about roster construction is what it is. So forget about 20 regular season games. It won't happen in my lifetime. If it happens in my lifetime, then I can tell you right now the Miami Marlins will average 28,000 per game and 30,000 per game no matter who the damn opponent is. Right? And that won't happen in Miami. So let's just forget about that. 18-2 is what you better get used to. And the other in two games will be every team will probably be required to play two international games to keep the 16 intact so you can grow the game internationally. That's what you're looking at. So I don't want to hear this business. Two preseason games is a big deal. Once upon a time, though, the preseason used to be six games, eight games. And now we're down to where we're at. I wouldn't worry about it. Size and cares.
Really, great points across the board. Let me get another comment out here, and this is Dave coming in from Arcadia up early. Dave, great. Listen to us live in California. He basically says, guys, I'm not knowing if anybody's aware of it, but Spectrum is in a labor dispute, so they pulled the plug on ESPN, ABC, and Disney things with the Disney-owned companies. So I'm now forced not to watch any UCLA game today. If I want to watch UCLA, I got to go to a sports bar or go to the game. Yeah, this is a big deal, Dave, and I'll tell you this, Ralph and Scott, this is a crock of crap. There's going to be regulations with these big companies where they can't just have big labor disputes and pull programming for people that pay a lot of money for cable. And when you start to lose some of these stations, and now it starts with the football season. You know, it's funny, this kind of crap never happens, you know, in the dead of, you know, winter or something, or when football's done and everything. It always happens when the season starts. And I think it's a crock of crap, and I think they need to regulate this. Maybe the government needs to step in and do something about it, because it's just not fair to rip off the public like this and pull channels away. We've got a strike out here with writers and actors and actresses, and they can't seem to settle because big businesses want to keep making more money and lining their own pockets. But, Ralph, to me, they need to get rid of this kind of crap and do something about it, and then we'll give it over to Scott to on a comment on it.
Yeah, I want to thank 234 listeners this morning, man. I tell you what, like you say, Mark, this show has taken off, and it's really doing well, 234. But, Mark, here's what I want to do. Excuse me. Did you mention about the government trying to step in? Our government won't step in and do anything about anything. So what makes you think the government's going to step in and do anything about this? So, you know, but anyway, another one of our sponsors is Bon Journey. Bon Journey is a Bon Jovi Journey cover band. Tonight, 7 to 11, at the waterfront at Buckeye Lake in Thornville, Ohio, 130 miles from Pittsburgh. Go see Bon Journey for some of the best Bon Jovi and Journey tunes around. They are one of the best bands for that as well. All right, Scott?
Well, here's the thing. Mark, you're on target. But you know what this is really turning out to be? Another ticket to streaming where cable will become irrelevant. That's all it is. This is just one of those little tea leaves trying to tell you something. And let's face it, earlier in the week I read that ESPN and Amazon are in the early stages of trying to formulate a partnership where the subscribers will have to pay between $20 and $35 or trying to figure out the logistics on that, and I think that'll depend on the property and events that Amazon were to pick out, and that'll determine the difference if it's on the high side or the low side. So, you know, yeah, you're dealing with a lot of politics and big companies, but let's face it, media is no longer going to be the same, and that's why I've spent time writing a book on it as well as a textbook, because you got to start seeing changes, and it's a fluent situation. It just really, really is, and as much as we want to think that it's going to get easier and you're depriving people, it doesn't matter. This is 2023. If you think it's bad,
well,
no,
you bring up some, you know what, Scott? You bring up some interesting points, and Ralph did too, and you're right. And the only way you're going to break something like this is you got to do what Notre Dame and Texas did years ago, kind of come up with your own TV network and stuff like that. And that's what breaks some of these big companies. And when you want to have these big labor disputes and everything, and they want more money. Let me tell you something about Disney. Disney has done absolutely nothing when they've got into the sports. They didn't do anything with the Anaheim Mighty Ducks. They didn't do anything with the Angels. I'm not a big fan of these kind of companies coming into in sports and knowing nothing about it, and then trying to change it or trying to make a profit and then turn it around and, you know, getting rid of it and getting rid of all these other people in the company. So I'm not a big fan of this, Ralph, when you come across it. And I know we're elaborating a little more on this topic, but they got to start coming out with something. And you know what, another thing I'll throw out there that where you guys can chew on a little too. It was like when baseball came out years ago with you had to buy the whole package and all this crap and, hey, I just want to hear the Pittsburgh Pirates, man. I don't need to hear the Tampa Bay Rays. I don't need to hear the Minnesota Twins. I don't need to hear all these other teams. I just want to buy my Pirate package. That's all I want to buy so I can get my games home and away, radio or whatever. Ralph, any thought to that? Because I think this is where it's going to start to come down to.
Oh, absolutely, Mark. I have a thought on this process. Disney should stay and do what Disney does. And that's, you know, their movies, their cartoons, Disney World, Disneyland. They should stay out of sports and stay out of other things, do their movies, do their thing. That is what they're successful with, guys. They are successful doing that. Stick to what you know. You know, like, for instance, let me give you an example. I'm not a fan of Ragu of anything, all right? But one day out of clear blue sky, I went and I bought some Ragu macaroni and cheese sauce to make macaroni and cheese. And my niece said to me, where'd you get this or what is this? I said, that's Ragu's macaroni and cheese sauce. And she goes, why don't you tell Ragu to stick to what they know, and that's spaghetti sauce. And so you see what I'm saying? Stick to what you know. You know about that stuff. You're good at working with kids and families. Stick to that kind of stuff and stay out of everything else. I want to talk to you today, everybody, about sponsorship advertising. All right, if you're interested in sponsorship advertising with RW Media, which includes this show and all the shows that I have under my umbrella of RW Media, give Fred Schaefer a call today, 412-354-0436. That's 412-354-0436. The rates I have, you can't beat anywhere. Give Fred a call. That number again, 412-354-0436. Go ahead, Scott.
All right, here's the thing, okay? Once upon a time, CBS owned the New York Yankees, right? They really did. What happened when they sold it to George Steinbrenner? Holy moly, okay? George Steinbrenner took over, and the Yankees obviously became America's team. They really did. And I mean, they are America's team, judging by all the World Series championships that they've had. Ralph, you make a lot of good points, and Disney should stick to what they're doing. But again, when you get major corporations involved in sports, you don't know who's leading and who isn't. It's not like you have a situation with the rare bird in Green Bay where the public owns it and you have one or two of the people running it and they've been stapled for years. But CBS stuck with what they did, the broadcasting side. For those people that want to know about CBS, from the Colombian broadcasting system, right? So what you've got now is they got out of it, stayed with broadcasting, George Steinbrenner took over. And I can tell you exactly what the Steinbrenner collectively have had a great run running that team, and obviously one of the most valuable franchises in sports. So there's a lot of truth to that. There really is. So, you know, I think it's a great topic to talk about. You know, I've always believed that some of the best ownerships in sports have been under the private entity with an owner in what you have. I mean, think about it, all the ones that you've had. Jerry Jones will always stand out. I think a guy who's actually going to be pretty good as time goes on is Steve Ballmer, who's building a new stadium out in L.A. He doesn't get a lot of publicity yet, but he's quietly doing what he's got to do. And he's come in there and done a decent job. But you're going to see more and more of these private people. Look at Josh Harris out in Washington. They're starting to do some renovations for the Commanders facility, and they'll get that straightened out. So you need more top-flight billionaires. What about Matt Ashbia out in Phoenix? He's going to do some good things. Where am I going with all of these particular examples? Again, Ralph, okay, and Mark, you want to get it into good, strong, deep-pocket ownership is what you want to do, and keep it out of the corporations.
Good takes across the board. Jerry from Mesa, Arizona, coming in saying, I don't know if you saw it, the Angels were all in the second half, trying to get the playoff push, and then we find out 3 weeks later they got rid of half their roster on waivers. Any thought to that? Well, I'll tell you one thing, and I've interviewed the GM of the Angels, Perry Manassian, a great guy and everything. I don't know what happened to the Angels, and I kind of think they're kind of snake-bitten like the Clippers in some ways. They thought they had a push here for the playoffs. They were playing good baseball after the All-Star break and, you know, get Ohtani in there. But the real problem here has been Mike Trout, and I've been saying it for years. You need to get rid of this guy and get a cachet of prospects. They should have done it 3 years ago with the Yankees. This guy can't play a full season, and the problem is now he's wearing down. We don't know what's going on with Ohtani out here, but to waive seven guys by giving away half your great minor league system, the Giolitos have won, the Moores have gone, the Grinchuks have gone. They've all got picked up except Randall Grinchuk. I think two of them went, or three went to Cincinnati, a couple of them went to the Indians. This is crazy, man, to pick those kind of guys up and now to carpetbag them in different cities. I mean, they're in one city, then they go to another city for a couple of weeks. Now they're in another city. Ralph, I don't think this is fair. The players' union should step in on this. Your thoughts, and we'll give it over to Scott on a comment.
Yeah, absolutely, Mark. You know, it looks like the Angels have waved the white flag here. That's what it's looking like, and I'm surprised. Phil Nevin's a reasonable manager. I've seen him manage some other teams, but to lose to the Oakland A's, oh my gosh, 9-2. I mean, the Pirates lost to them too, but for them to lose and the Angels to be liquidating all their players, that's pretty sad. You know, that's not good for the baseball fan, which of course no one cares about the fans as long as they make money. So you know how that goes. I want to talk to you right now about Draft 412, which I have to do today because Joe's not here. They're one of the sponsors of RW Media shows, including this one. Draft 412 is an e-magazine. You pay $9 a month subscription, and Draft 412 breaks everything down. They tell you about the athletes that are involved in different drafts and all over the country in different types of sports. So go on draft412.com, $9 a month for a subscription. You get an e-magazine in your email, and I tell you what, it's comprehensive and great. Scott?
Well, you guys are right, okay? The Angels have finally waved in the white flag. Here's what you've got there, okay? You have a situation where Mike Trout was given a boatload of money, a large contract, and I'm going to tell you, those 8 to 10 year deals with a boatload of money never turn out well. And this is nothing more than just the latest example of that. You're going to start seeing contracts going forward, maybe 5 to 7 years, and this is just another classic case of where these owners are going to start paying. They don't want to pay 8 to 10 more years. Miguel Cabrera is coming off the books for the Tigers. Mike Gillis is a generous owner. Everybody loves Miggy, so, you know, we look the other way on that one. But when you think about the future of these contracts, that Mike Trout will, and Albert Pujols are the guys that you're going to look at, there's going to be definitely a changing trend. So.
Good point, Scott, as we bring this thing down to the 4 minute and change range. Let's just throw a rant out there. What's been bothering you, what you're looking for in the week? I'll throw mine out first, give it over to Ralph, and then you can take it, Scott. But I'm looking for the Pirates to continue this mastery of winning ways, four in a row, if they can take two more in St. Louis. I know it's going to be hard. This is almost like a road trip. I mean, playing the two-step in Missouri, and then they come home, play three in Pittsburgh against Milwaukee, and then they go to Atlanta before they come back and get Washington and the Yankees. But I think these last 30 or something games set themselves up for 2024. This is going to be great. See what the kids can do. I like the progress of Sheldon. A lot of people might not like him, but, you know, look at now the rest of the way out, any win is surpassing what they've actually done last year and the year before. This team will not lose 100 games this year. Ralph, what's your rant and where you want to go, and then we'll give it over to Scott, like I said.
Well, Mark, I'm going to continue that rant, okay? I was wrong. I thought they waved the white flag after the All-Star break because the typical Pirates giving away all these players. But look, now I'm not saying they're geniuses, but you're right. They're going to win more games this year than they won in the last 2 years, probably. Okay, all right. They haven't the last 2 years. They've lost over 100 games, and last year they lost 100 games. So what I'm saying is, I agree with you as well, that I believe that the Pirates are going to finish out this season in better than they did in the last 2 years. And you know what? Everybody laughed at Ben Cherington, and I was one of them, and I got egg on my face because I thought they waved the white flag. I said, it's over. It's done. They're doing another liquidation again. They're going to do this, do that. And here, Ben Cherington did what he did best in Boston. He stockpiled young players, and it took him about 5-6 years, but Boston ended up in the World Series. And Scott?
You know, I was just happy to be back in the press box at Hard Rock Stadium watching college football. Last night, the only thing that was a tongue twister was Miami, Florida against Miami of Ohio. So, you know, Miami's the second power if you're a math person. But it was fun. It really was, being around my colleagues and being able to watch college football, do my routine at the end, taking in the press conferences. Because, you know what? I'm really curious to see what my Canes are going to do this year. And, you know, I'm looking forward to next week's game against Texas A&M. And yours truly will be there. And thankfully the show is 9:30 to 10, so I don't have to worry about noise except for what comes out of my mouth.
Great job, Abe. We're down to the last less than 2 minutes. Ralph, let everybody know how they can get a hold of you, and we're looking forward to reconvening next Saturday, and hopefully we'll have Joe there, prayers and thoughts with him today.
Absolutely. RalphWilliams737@gmail.com, www.rwmedia.org, also Facebook, Twitch X platform, and also on LinkedIn, and I have my own YouTube channel. And Tuesday night, 4 to 6, two-hour special, Steelers special. Six on the phone, including three from Draft 412 and two in the studio, plus myself. That's 9 total people involved in this special. It's going to be one heck of a program, 4 to 6. I think it's going to be the best Steelers special in the city.
All right,
good job.
Well, Let me reiterate what I mentioned earlier, Southward Tribune YouTube channel, no cost to subscribe, website www.southfloridatribune.com, Twitter @TribuneSouth, and also feel free to email me at southfloridatribune@gmail.com. The website will give you every way to get a hold of me. Great show tonight. Today, I'm hungover from last night. I only got in at 12:30, 1 o'clock, amid rain, but it was a lot of fun being down in Miami. So that's my website. Let you know how you can reach me all the way.
Okay, boys, for yours truly, Mark Mancini in Los Angeles, sidekick in Pittsburgh, Ralph Williams, Scott Morgan Roth in South Florida, prayers and thoughts with Joe Kuklis. We'll be back next week. Catch the archive version, blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports. Have a safe Labor Day, too. Enjoy the games. Can't wait to chat. Take care.
Have a good one, everybody. Thank you. Have a good weekend.
Yeah.